الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وهو أهل الحمد والثناء، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who revealed the book to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not make any distortion to it. I praise him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted one and the high, and I thank him. It is he who deserves the praise and gratitude. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. In continuation of our series about the Asma'illah al-Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beautiful names, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mu'izz al-muzil. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implant in man the motive of self-esteem, self-respect, or self-importance? The answer is simply, this is kind of divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious to man, in order to protect him from deviation or going astray. Quite often, man feels worried about his good name, his honor, his dignity, his social status, his respect, his reputation, or his prestige. He feels afraid that people may speak badly about him or find out anything disgraceful or humiliating about him. Without such a motive of self-esteem, it would be easy for a man to commit grievous sins and misdeeds and to fall into a swamp of vice. Of course, this does not mean that no human being is lowly or disrespectable, as a man's pure nature may sometimes be deformed and his dignity violated. However, this is not the common thing, but rather an exception and to the rule, and there are always exceptions. Why does one feel so ashamed or disgraceful? The answer is that because of the feeling of self-esteem or self-respect with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, has endued all human beings. One of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful divine names is Al-Mu'izz, the one who honors. And the answer is, and the other one also Al-Muzil, the one who humiliates. In fact, you are honored as long as you are committed to Allah's divine command. As long as you lower down your gaze at things that Allah considers unlawful. As long as you do not stay alone with a woman who is unlawful to you. As long as you do not tell lies. As long as you do not commit open or secret sins. As long as you do not place yourself in dubious or suspicious situation where people may accuse you of indecency or immorality. In other words, once you stick to Allah's divine command, you acquire such good qualities as being chaste, honest, religious, decent, and attain honor of Allah's religion. This is the first point. You are honorable So long as you devotedly committed yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, Most Gracious, and sincerely stick to His divine religion of Islam, which safeguards your reputation. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's manager, peace be upon him, messenger, peace be upon him, who does not speak out of his own desire, but most honestly communicates divine revelation from the Lord Almighty, said, "Let no man stay alone with a woman that is unlawful to him." So long as you are committed to the above prophetic hadith, no one in the whole world could ever slander, accuse, or define you, simply because you stick to Allah's divine commands, which guarantee your good fame, dignity, honor, and respect. If you adhere to Allah's divine commands with sincere devotion, if you are obedient and dutiful to Allah, and if you take a religious stance toward all your affairs, you are honorable. In this context, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, give us a lot of lessons. For example, he was once walking with his wife, Safiya, may Allah be pleased with her, when he came across two of his venerable companions. He suddenly stopped and addressed them. "Hold on, this is my wife, Safiya." He, peace be upon him, desired to teach us that making things clear expels shaitan, prevents shaitanic instigation and suspicion. Having realized that such a thing is lawful or unlawful, such a thing is permissible or impermissible. Imagine that you told a lie in a place where someone who knew the truth suddenly came in to disprove publicly what you said, to show that you were a mere liar. You would certainly be greatly embarrassed and ashamed. Therefore, you will never be honorable unless you are truthful, and honest. You will never be honorable unless you are chaste, and you will never be honorable unless you are trustworthy. Allah's beautiful name, Al-Mu'izz, the one who grants honor, means that He, Almighty, Most Gracious, sent down to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam His divine book, the Holy Quran, which includes His divine religion of Islam, including His commands, laws, systems, and legislations. If you stick to His divine laws and legislations and adhere to His commands, the first fruit you reap is to live among people with honor and respect. No one can ever slander or defame you. No one can ever raise false accusation against you. No one can ever tell bad lies about you, simply because there is no evidence against you. However, if there are deviation, if there is commingling with women, if there are suspicious places, if there are nefarious relationships, or if there are dubious transactions, you fall easy prey to slander, even though you might be innocent. This is the first meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Mu'izz, the one who grants honor. He grants you honor once you stick to His divine religion and commands. It suffices you to adhere to His religion and commands if you desire to be honorable and if you desire to be happy and prosperous. If you are honorable, you achieve one third of your existence. The first part of man's existence is food and drink. The second part is marriage and regeneration. And the third part is self-fulfillment, self-confirmation, self-respect, and self-honor. It is not permissible, as mentioned above, to say that Allah is Al-Mudhil, the one who humiliates, without saying that He is Al-Mu'izz, the one who grants honor, for these two names are inseparable. the right thing to say that Allah most gracious humiliates in order to honor. We should know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, most gracious, is both Al-Mu'izz and Al-Muzil, the one who grants honor and humiliates. If he humiliates someone, he does so in order to help him to be honorable. But a true believer is already honorable. He does not have to undergo humiliation in order to be honorable. A person may discover facts about himself in due time, just as he may discover facts after it is too late. He may also discover the facts after having paid a dear price, his life perhaps, or after having destroyed his whole family or married life. It has been said the names Al-Mu'izz and Al-Muzil are two of Allah's divine names and also two of His divine attributes that are derived from His divine acts. This is because Allah the Almighty has a self, attributes, and acts. Hence He has names derived from His own self, names derived from His attributes, and the names derived from His acts. Most religious scholars confirm that Al-Mu'izz and Al-Muzil are of Allah's name that derives from His divine acts. He honors His slave in both abodes, the present world and the hereafter. Beware of being deceived by honor of this present world, as it may be a kind of gradual allurement. This is why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "Verily, many a self is nourished and made to dwell in luxury in this present world, but will be starving and naked on the day of resurrection. And many a self is hungry and naked in this present world, and will be nourished and made to dwell in luxury on the day of resurrection. Many a person honors his own self while he humiliates it. And many a person humiliates his own self while he honors it. Many a person is indulged luxuriously in the blessings that Allah has conferred upon His Messenger, but he has no good share with Allah. Verily, the work of the Garden of Paradise is hard as a climbing hard ground in a hill. And verily, the work of the fire is easy and down many an hour lost entails long sorrow." Sometimes you find someone whose life is very comfortable and luxurious. A vast house furnished with the most beautiful furniture, air-conditioned heating systems, ornaments and decorations, chandeliers. Everything he has is unmatched in beauty and elegance. His car, office, income, business, social position, clothes. He lives in absolute comfort and luxury in this present world. But his final end may be in the hellfire. On the other hand, you may find someone whose clothes are shabby, whose food is simple, whose house is small, and whose life is of the fifth grade. But he is dutiful and obedient to his Lord, Allah Almighty, and consequently, his final end will be in paradise. What really matters is one's final end. You may humiliate yourself in this present world for the sake of your religion and honesty, and in order to please your Lord Almighty and win His generous recompense in the world to come. You may put yourself in a very difficult or embarrassing situation just for the sake of Allah and His religion. You may resist both pressures and allurement, and endure punishment, ridicule, comments, and accusations. And many person humiliates his own self while he honors it. You might be a member of a committee and reject an alluring offer of bribery, or refuse to do something that blemishes your religious beliefs. And consequently, you might be made to resign under a lot of pressure, reproach, and disdain. You might be described as being foolish or stupid for rejecting such a tempting, never repeated offer of becoming rich. Many a person honors his own self while he humiliates it. And many a person humiliates his own self while he honors it. In the same context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, peace be upon him, says, if you desire to do something, think of its consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty quite often gives the honor to somebody by way of trial and gradual allurement. Quite often, one faces serious allurements in one's life, a high income or social position, a huge amount of money whereby one solves all one's financial problems, an expensive car, a magnificent villa, a great power, but all at the expense of one's good morals and religious beliefs. Such worldly honor is by no means real, and it avails you nothing against the Almighty Allah. On the Day of Judgment, therefore, you have to be very careful. It is a million times better for you to be obedient and dutiful to the Lord All Almighty, even though you might live in the shadows and lead a life of simplicity and blameless. They said, as for the life of the present world, honor can be manifested in wealth or good circumstances. Wealth, beauty, power, family, supporters, children, wife, high social rank, worldly pleasures and enjoyments, houses, gardens. One may have a beautiful resort or a shady, verdant orchard to which one may invite one's friend to receive their praises and phrases of admiration. How great! How magnificent! What beauty! Fantastic! One may feel proud of such worldly glory, but forget that the Lord Allah, All Almighty, Most Gracious, has granted it to him. We should never be deceived by such fake, perishable worldly glory or honor. To the same purpose, the verses go, make all your glory of your Lord. It is deeply rooted and firmly established. If you seek glory with that which perishes, your glory will similarly perish. Glory or honor sought in the perishable enjoyment and ornament of this present world are mere illusions. It is mere illusion to feel proud of perishable worldly arts and ends or dead celebrities. That is why one of the pertinent of the Day of Judgment is that a person is valued by virtue of the wealth or property that he has. His house, clothes, furniture. Does vastness or location of your house really make you glorious or honorable? Those who drive their glory and honor from worldly values are indeed great losers. Some knowledgeable scholars said, honor of the present world is attained by wealth, but honor of the hereafter is attained by good righteous status. In other words, if you have a good status of purity, morality, innocence, chastity, uprightness, piety, righteousness, devotion, sincerity, love for Allah, and nearness to Him, you attain honor in the hereafter. Wealth is honor of this present world and is just as perishable. In the same context, it is narrated that Fath al-Mawsili was once asked, what is someone who runs covertly after his desires like? Some boys were playing around. One of them had only a small piece of bread, while another had a piece of bread with some food. The former asked the latter to give him some of the food that he had. The latter said, I agree to give you some food, provided that you be my dog. The former agreed, and the latter tied a rope around his neck. Every time he gave him a piece of food, he pulled him by the rope like a dog. Having seen the boys doing that, Fath al-Mursili said, if that boy was contented with his own piece of bread, and if he did not crave for his friend's food, he wouldn't become his dog. It is indeed an excellent story. The Holy Prophet David, peace be upon him, narrated that Allah Most Gracious revealed to him, O David, warn your friends of desires for the hearts that craves for pleasures of this present world are veiled from me. It is also narrated that a student came to his teacher with some bread with nothing to be eaten with it. The teacher notes that the student wished that the bread had contained anything eaten with it. He desired to teach the student a lesson. So he took him to a prison where there were some prisoners. He said, look at all these prisoners. They were not contented with bread alone. What happened to them? They stole and caused themselves to be put in prison. Another story goes that a prisoner came out of a prison with cuffs on his feet, asking people for a piece of bread. One of the people addressed him, had you been content with pieces of bread, cuffs could not have been put on your feet. Here is another symbolic story. A man stood at the door of a prince's palace. He noticed that one of the prince's servants entered upon the prince without asking for permission. When he asked about the reason, he was told that honesty and chastity made the servant so favored by the prince and intimate to him. Nothing brings people destruction and humiliation more than greed. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate my Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'izz, the one who gives honor, provided that you stick to his religion and that you seek none but him, that's why. Abu Huraira quoted Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, as saying, it is unlawful for a believer to humiliate himself. They asked, how does he humiliate himself? He puts himself to distress for that which is not up to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, seek your needs with self-respect, as things are run by divine decree. Narrated At-Tabarani in his Awsat Book of Prophetic Hadith on the authority of Sahl ibn Sa'd, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, saying, O Muhammad, live as long as you desire, you shall pass away. do whatever you desire, you shall be duly rewarded. For it that which you do, love whomever you desire, you shall part with him or her. And know that a believer's honor is attained by his standing up the night in prayer, invocation, and reading the Holy Quran. And his dignity is attained by his being in no need of other people. Honor which belongs only to Allah, the Almighty, is also one of the qualities of true believers. To this effect, Allah Most Gracious said, it means, they, the hypocrites, say, if you return to Medina, indeed, the more honorable will expel from it the more dishonorable. But honor, power, and glory belongs to Allah, his messenger, and believers, but hypocrites know not. If you are a true believer, you are honorable, because you are with Almighty, because you follow the Almighty's religion, because you are in need of the Almighty, because you rely on the Almighty, and because the Almighty will never let you down. Some said, Allah honor his believing slaves by making them content, because all humiliation is embedded in greed. Al-Mu'izz, the one who grants honor, and Al-Muzil, the one who humiliates, are two of Allah's beautiful divine names. They are derived from his divine acts. Man's relationships with them, these two names, is that if he sticks to Allah's religion and command, he is made honorable and wise. Because Allah's religion and commands include utmost wisdom and honor, by his divine cosmic command, he grants you honor and wisdom if you seek honor from him. Put your trust in him. Devote yourself to him. Turn to him alone and associate none with him in worship. The two names are inseparable, and it is better and more adequate to say that Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, humiliates in order to honor. Allahumma anta al-mu'izz al-mudhill, man aradta izazahu azz, wa man aradta izlalahu dhal, fal-izzatu bika wa dhillu ilayk, fa-kulla izzin yamna' dunak, fa-nas'aluka badlahu dhillan tashabahu lata'if rahmatik, وكل وجد يحجب عنا فنسألك موضعه فقد تصحبه أنوار محبتك. إلهي أنت المعز لأحبابك فادخلهم في رحابك، تكاشفهم بالجمال فيقبلون إليك، وتلاطفهم بالجنان فيركنون إليك، في القلوب يعظمون شعائرك المصونة ويعزون كل من اعتز بعزك وأغنيته من كنزك. إلهي تجل لنا باسمك المعز فأعزنا، حتى لا يرانا مخلوق إلا ويرى تاج عزك على رؤوسنا فيخضع لك يا معز، إنك على كل شيء قدير. إلهي أنت المذل لأعدائك، المهين للعصاة بحلول بلائك، أسألك أن تتجلى عليك بمدد اسمك المذل، حتى أذل نفسي وشيطاني، وأذل كل كافر وفاجر، واحفظني من ذل المعصية وذل الجهل وذل كل صعب، وهون لي كل عسير، وتوجني بتاج المهابة، حتى يذل لي كل كافر وفاجر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب أحي روحي بزاد من عزتك، وأرني بداء حكمتك من صنعك، حتى أحكم بصنع كل مصنوع وأقابل كل شيء بما يجب له علي، حتى يحيا كل قلب ميت وتنقاد كل نفس أبية. إن شأنك العدل والإصلاح، وإليك تنقاد النفوس والأرواح، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا